Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, February 8th, 2017. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today my guest is Stephen Mack Jones, author of August Snow. Stephen Mack Jones is a published poet and an award-winning playwright and a recipient of the prestigious Kresge Arts in Detroit Literary Fellowship. He was born in Lansing, Michigan, and currently lives in Farmington Hills, outside of Detroit. He worked in advertising and marketing communications for a number of years before turning to fiction. August Snow is his first novel, and here's a little bit about August Snow. From the wealthy suburbs to the remains of Detroit's bankrupt factory districts, August Snow is a fast-paced tale of murder, greed, sex, economic, cyber-terrorism, race, and urban decay. And we'll hear from Stephen Mack Jones right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Nobles on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
And you're tuned in to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, February 8th. My guest today is Stephen Jones, author of August Snow, and I want to bring Stephen Jones in and welcome Stephen to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello.
Hi, Andrea. It's great
Hi,
to be with
you.
Hi, how
are you? Thank you. It's good to have you. Good. You're welcome. So, Stephen, I want to start with I want to bounce off of something in your bio, actually. That's where I want to start, because your bio reads that you worked in advertising and marketing communications for a number of years before turning to fiction. So let's talk about that aspect of turning to fiction. So I take that to assume that this is all you do now. You're no longer in advertising and marketing communications for somebody else.
No, I'm no longer in marketing, advertising at all. After 30 years, I think that's enough.
Yeah, you kind of run the gamut after 30 years, huh?
Right. So now I get to write what I want to write.
And what does that feel like?
Liberating and scary at the same time. But I really wouldn't have it any other way.
Uh-huh.
I really wouldn't.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the liberating part. Talk about the scary part of it that you mentioned.
Well, it's you're always kind of tiptoeing on the edge, not really sure where you're going when you're writing something. But it's always a sense of discovery. You can have a great idea of where you want a character or a plot line to go. But then once the writing sometimes takes over and you find yourself going in a completely different direction. And that's where the scary part, I mean, it's exhilarating, but it's also a little scary because it's like, I didn't plan this. The story is taking over. Where is it taking me?
And you have to just let it go where it's going, right?
Absolutely. Here I am again just modifying what I just said, but it's scary, it's exhilarating, and it's a lot of fun. It's and I'm sure you know this with your writing, that it is always a sense of discovery. And that's what I find great about writing.
Right.
And I'm sure a number of other writers do.
Right, absolutely. It's that... you know, where is this taking me now? Okay, so let's go there. And then, you know, you kind of lose the scary feeling of it and just wallow in that sense of discovery and where you're going at this new point.
Right. You go along with the ride. You may have plotted the scenic route, but once you're driving, and the writing is coming, the writing is flowing. Sometimes you take those off roads and
right.
make new discoveries. Isn't it funny we're talking about driving and here we are in Motown?
Right.
Do all of us think? Do all of us
think
in automotive metaphors?
right. So let's talk about the book. I mean, I love this part of the conversation about the writing aspect of it. And so let's talk about August Snow. I got a chance to read a little bit of the description, a short description of the book, but. Where did it come from for you, August? You know, the title and the, you know, I know one of the main characters,
right.
his name is August, but where did this story come from for you?
One summer, maybe 2 years ago, just mowing the lawn. That's where it came from. No, I'm serious. I was mowing the back lawn. And it's really a mindless job. It's really great for thinking about other things. And the phrase August Snow came to mind. And I thought, wow, that's really kind of fun, you know, kind of juxtapositions. And so, you know, you keep mowing the lawn and, you know, you forget about it. And then it comes back to you the next day. And the next day, and more frequently, and it's like, where is this going? Why am I thinking about this? And then I started thinking, well, that would be a pretty cool name. And it was just persistent. So I had to give it some sort of life. And I've always enjoyed mysteries and thrillers. That's the genre where I put the name. And from the name came the bones of this person, and then, you know, the flesh started growing. So it was one of those things of I discovered August Snow, and he discovered me. So it was but I found him. He introduced himself to me as an African American. Half of his family is African American, and the other half is Mexican American. And I thought, what a great representation for Detroit. Two of Detroit's long-standing minority. That's the heart of the city. Not to cast aside any of the any other minority groups in Detroit, but that's how his soul presented itself to me.
Okay. Wow. How interesting that you put it that way. Because the way you're speaking of this character, August Snow, it's like he's like the guy down the street. He's like your neighbor, maybe. You know, you were out mowing your lawn, and August Snow walked by, "Hey, Stephen," and you all got to talking.
Right,
that's the way
right.
you're talking about him, like he's a living, breathing person.
Well, you know, Andrea, I think that's the way a lot of writers, that's what brings characters to life. I think a lot of writers breathe life into their own characters. Otherwise, they're just just symbols,
right?
And we have to speak in terms of flesh and blood. I mean, you know, as a poet, that really you're just taking symbols, you know, the letters, and forming words, and from that we take these symbols and try to give them flesh and blood and bone from our experience.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. That is absolutely right. So staying with the subject of the book, it's got a lot of action, and it can be kind of brutal at points. It's, you know, it can be very terse and hard language, describing very intense and, you know, sometimes violent action sequences. But much of the prose in August Snow is kind of poetic, and it has a poetic sensibility. I mean, I know you're coming from a place as a poet yourself, as a published poet, but what's that about, you know, instilling that into this really intense novel, this suspense mystery murder novel, poetic novel?
Right. I guess I have to say I learned how to write by reading poetry. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning. But that's, you know, when I was in, junior high school, high school, and beyond, I loved poetry, you know, reading and writing it. And poetry for me, it taught me how to use the language sparingly, but with intensity. There's a compression of emotion and intellect in poetry.
Right.
That's what I also tried to infuse in the voice of the book and the voice of August Snow is that appreciation for language. And like you said, some of the language is very harsh, very brutal, but I mean, you know, welcome to Detroit, you know?
right. And we're all adults anyway, you know, if you're gonna read this book,
exactly.
Please be an adult.
but it's and we all know that life in Detroit can sometimes be harsh, can be brutal, you know, it talk about condensing thoughts and emotions. There's a T-shirt out there that says Detroit versus everybody. I think that's the kind of attitude that a lot of Detroiters have. And it makes us tough. It makes us survivors. And because of that attitude, we rise above mere survival. In many respects, Detroiters prevail.
Right, absolutely.
You know, I have to say that, you know, before Brooklyn started becoming gentrified, Brooklyn was a tough part of New York. And the same with Queens. I will bet you anything that if you went to Brooklyn way back when, or Queens way back when, and said, "I'm from Detroit," they would walk around you. They would just let you have passage. Because they know we're tough. We can take it and come back for more.
Right.
And that's part of the attitude that I wanted to infuse in the book, in August Snow. That this is a city of survivors.
Right. Okay, yeah, good. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. And I just got to say, for anybody who is listening, my guest today is Stephen Mack Jones, author of the new novel, August Snow. And so now a lot of people self-publish, right? But you're published through Soho Press. So tell us about what happened when your agent first submitted August Snow to Soho Press, because I figure, you know, your agent shopped it around, it was Soho Press that bit. So tell us about that process. What was that like? What happened?
Well, my agent was pleased with the novel. She submitted it to Soho because being the great agent that she is, it wasn't just a matter of, okay, we'll send it out and see who bites. she knew an editor at Soho, and she thought we would be perfect working team.
Okay.
As it happens, my editor at Soho took 2 months to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And my agent got back to me and said, Steve, I'm sorry it's taken so long, but here's the deal. Well, what happened was the editor at Soho said, I really like it, but it's not in the vein of Soho. We like a little more atmosphere. We like the setting to become a character. So she said, I'm really on the fence about this. So I said, I told my agent, tell Soho to give me 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back through the entire book and recrafted a lot of it to make the atmosphere breathe a little bit more. After 30 days, I said to my agent, Stephanie, okay, take this revision to them. And 2 weeks later, I had a contract.
How great is that?
Now, one of the things that that taught me was, yes, you can have the artist's soul, the artist's spirit, and stand by your work. Also, listen to others. Listen to somebody who's in the business. Learn from them. You know, if there are things in your writing that you just will not move on, do not move. But always be willing to learn. And that's where I'm at. I'm in this to write and learn.
That's an excellent point. And now this, I want to touch on another point that you brought up to me in our email conversations, and it was about a recent interview you had with Publishers Weekly, and this kind of, I think this may tie in with what you talked about, is, you know, taking 30 days to make the book more atmospheric and all of that.
Yes.
But you said you were doing that interview with Publishers Weekly, and you were discussing the book, and at some point during the interview, you made a discovery. And so talk about that discovery you made, because that was really interesting to me.
Yes, it was interesting to you. It was otherworldly to me. Well, it was during this interview with Publishers Weekly that, right in the midst of the interview, I heard, you know, the voice at the back of my head say, this is a book about your dad. And I was just amazed. And it really tore into me that a lot of this book is about the impact that my father had in my development, in my growth. He was a hard scrabble guy, and He quit school in the 10th grade so that he could work. But even though he quit school, he had a voracious appetite for reading. This was a man who worked 39 years at Oldsmobile in Lansing and could quote Shakespeare and Studs Terkel and poets like Spencer. He was an amazing man, and he was tough as nails, but the things that he instilled in my brother, along with my mother, were integrity, personal integrity, a sense of ethical responsibility, and there's actually a quote of his in the book that I remembered, that the only ground a man ever owns is the 2 square feet he's standing on, and God help him if he gets pushed off of that.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the kind of guy that he was, and that's the kind of spirit that I wanted the book to have, and the kind of spirit that I think the character August Snow has. I'm hoping readers agree.
Yeah, and so, dang, we've only got 2 minutes left, and I have so much so much more I want to talk to you about. But No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Because it's been a really good conversation. But I just want to know right quick, had that not really occurred to you before until that interview, how much it was really about your father? I mean, not even, you know, I mean, you have that quote in there you said you put in there, but during that interview, it struck you so hard. Had it not occurred to you before?
It occurred to me that I was using some of quotes from my father. It didn't occur to me until that interview that it was more than quotes. It was his spirit.
Oh.
It was his soul. It was collectively. And that just smacked me. And I'm sorry if I've been talking too much.
No, don't apologize. It's been fine. Like I said, it's been really good conversation. And you did cover a lot of what I was going to ask anyway. But I know that you have a book event coming up soon, right?
Yes. It's going to be at Page's Bookstore, Northwest Detroit on Grand River, near Rosedale Park. And it's Wednesday, February 15th at 7 o'clock. And
great.
That's where I'll be doing a reading and signing.
Wonderful,
I hope you...
wonderful. Yeah.
And hey,
you've
got a new book coming out yourself, don't you? Come on now.
Now, I've got 60 seconds left, and we can't stay on me, but yes, I do. And
fill
thank
it,
you
girl. Fill that 60 seconds.
I'm going to have to come to Pages so that we can talk a little bit more. But, Stephen, thank you so much for being on the show. I want people to know that they can find you on Facebook at Stephen Jones and also find August Snow on SoHoPress.com. And thank you so much for being on the show. I so enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you very much, Andrea.
You are so welcome. Good night. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that is it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. Be sure to stay tuned and be sure to come back to Michigan Literary Network Radio next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 to hear more literary good stuff and keep up with the Michigan literary community through MotownWriters.com. And this has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you so much for being there.